Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 24, 2023. We are all brothers, and not only in misfortune. Demonstrations, party struggles for power, screams in the streets, and hatred that split the nation. This is the situation in Israel on the eve of the war. We must fight against our disunity. And the problem is not that people belong to different parties, have different opinions, and demonstrate, but that they want to cancel each other, and thus weaken each other. After all, if I argue with someone, I am obliged to respect him to the same extent, and recognize his right for his own opinion, which may be correct. Now, in wartime, it seems that hatred has disappeared, and the people are united in mutual support. The pain is so strong that we have forgotten about our hatred. But we have not gone far away from the state that was before the war, and a few days may be enough for us to return to it. While we are united by common pain, we present one front and have put aside our mutual hatred. But it has not gone anywhere. We see wonderful examples of mutual assistance and self-sacrifice. But all this is a consequence of the blow we have received. And as soon as the external threat weakens and moves away, all the hatred will again spill out from within. After all, everyone remained devoted to their own opinion. Unity means that I am ready to cancel myself in order to unite with the other, and so we are all among ourselves. Meanwhile, there is no such unity and mutual guarantee among the people, but there is a state that Balhasulam calls brothers in misfortune. We see many examples of how people are now cancelling themselves for the common good, and are ready to help each other, donate, and defend the country. But we should not delude ourselves because this is happening under the pressure of a common tragedy, and we cannot transfer this unity to another level in order to continue correct development. We need to reach absolute zero where there is no external influence obliging us to unite, and from this zero point begin to build our unity. Not because an external threat is pressing on us, but because we ourselves decide to live this way in good connection with each other and want to get closer, feel, and love each other. This requires a change of consciousness, and not external pressure. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson October 17, 2023. Writings of Balhasulam, Exile and Redemption. Michael Leitman, on Quora, if you could talk to the people taken hostage on October 7th, what would you tell them? My heart is with you and I'm willing to do anything in order for you to return safely to your homes. Also, I will pray with my full strength to the Creator so that He will help you. Let us help that we will be able to get you out of there until our very last friend, and that it will never happen again. I hope we will all understand that only our unity, and the Creator from above, will protect us. We can then be certain that this will be the last war. Based on an inside look with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi on October 15, 2023. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Michael Leitman, on the Times of Israel. How can we help the families of hostages in Gaza? Ultimately, what can help the families of the hostages, as well as the families and friends of the dead, the injured, and the hostages themselves, is the connection between us. Why? It is because our connection draws us closer to the upper force, the Creator, that is, the all-encompassing force of love, bestowal and connection that created and sustains us. We can then ask this force for forgiveness, correction, and afterward, to return us to the corrected state where we connect harmoniously and peacefully. We need to ask for forgiveness in that we broke the conditions that the Creator placed before us, where instead of connecting above our divisions, we let our egoistic and divisive drives pit us up against each other leading up to the tragic events of October 7th. We thus need to make a major self-introspection in this regard, to ask for forgiveness from everyone, and I very much hope that the Creator will forgive us. Afterward, the correction that we need to ask for is so that the Creator will help us connect. It is because, again, leading up to the tragic events on October 7th, there was so much hatred among the people of Israel that only the upper force can organize our relations in a way where they will switch to mutual support and care. The upper force did not organize our connections in a corrected manner beforehand because we had no request for positive connections. Instead, we let our divisions continually increase and expand the distance between us. We need to reach a state where we ask for the Creator's help to connect us above our divisive drives. If we reach a genuine request in that regard, then the Creator will respond accordingly. The force of women's prayer? Question: If women put pressure on the world and demand connection from men, would such a demand replace wars for us? Answer: Maybe such pressure would help both men and women. But this does not free women from working among themselves. They must come to the connection with each other, to the connection with the Creator, and in addition, from their connection, turn to the men, and oblige them to unite too. If women raise their common man, prayer, it will be a huge force. Huge. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 11, 2023. Reinforcing ourselves with "There is none else besides Him." Constant prayer? Question: How should our prayer change with regard to what is happening in the world? Answer: Prayer practically should not change. We ask the Creator to reveal Himself a little more between us. Then we will understand what we must do to be connected with Him forever. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 10, 2023. Reinforcing ourselves with "There is none else besides Him." How can we cancel unfavorable actions? Question: Is connecting in order to bring contentment to the Creator and connecting against an external enemy ultimately the same thing? Answer: In general, yes. There is an action, and there is a consequence. If we had connected before the action occurred, we would have cancelled the action. There are many actions that are ready for us, but we do not receive and do not feel them. They are not revealed because we change and correct them even before they materialize in this world. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 10, 2023. Reinforcing ourselves with "There is none else besides Him." How can we change the picture of the world? Question: Why does the Creator first show my inner contradiction from the outside as if it were a problem in other people rather than in me? Answer: It is so that you understand exactly what your problem is. He shows it to you in connection with others. If you begin to change what you see in yourself to love, then your depiction of the world would partially change. Question: Why is it only partially? Answer: It is because there are steps in it. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 11, 2023. Reinforcing ourselves with "There is none else besides Him." Please to the Creator expand feelings. Question: The confidence in the Creator is not that He will do something, but that He is doing the best for us. Why do we need the prayer, since confidence in the Creator is the prayer? Answer: It is necessary to ask the Creator because it expands your feelings, and you must take care of it. The Creator deliberately sets such conditions for you from which you are not able to get out of by yourself. You must ask Him. Question: How can I practically use the desire of a friend to come to the strength of desire that is sufficient to be merged with the Creator? Answer: You must unite with your friends in a common striving, turn to the Creator, and ask Him to lift you up to Him. Question: How can we plead with friends? After all, when we scrutinize our prayer, everyone has their own opinion. Answer: These opinions should merge and support each other. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 11, 2023. reinforcing ourselves with there is none else besides him. Fulfill what is entrusted to us. Question: if all people felt like citizens of the world and stopped dividing into nations and countries, would it help stop wars? Answer: no. We have to do what is entrusted to us. Despite the fact that we are divided into nations, into individuals by gender and other parameters, we still have to connect with each other in our hearts as one person with one heart. Only in this case will there be world peace. By the way, we are coming to this. Of course, you may not believe it, but rest assured that we are going to do it anyway. So let's make a little more effort and find ourselves in a kind, solid, peaceful world. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 12, 2023. Reinforcing ourselves with there is none else besides him. Michael Leitman, on Quora: how can we help the families of Israeli hostages in Gaza? Ultimately, what can help the families of the hostages, as well as the families and friends of the dead, the injured, and the hostages themselves, is the connection between us. Why? It is because our connection draws us closer to the upper force, the Creator, that is, the all-encompassing force of love, bestowal and connection that created and sustains us. We can then ask this force for forgiveness, correction, and afterward, to return us to the corrected state where we connect harmoniously and peacefully. We need to ask for forgiveness in that we broke the conditions that the Creator placed before us, where instead of connecting above our divisions, we let our egoistic and divisive drives pit us up against each other leading up to the tragic events of October 7th. We thus need to make a major self-introspection in this regard, to ask for forgiveness from everyone, and I very much hope that the Creator will forgive us. Afterward, the correction that we need to ask for is so that the Creator will help us connect. It is because, again, leading up to the tragic events on October 7th, there was so much hatred among the people of Israel that only the upper force can organize our relations in a way where they will switch to mutual support and care. The upper force did not organize our connections in a corrected manner beforehand because we had no request for positive connections. Instead, we let our divisions continually increase and expand the distance between us. We need to reach a state where we ask for the Creator's help to connect us above our divisive drives. If we reach a genuine request in that regard, then the Creator will respond accordingly. Based on an inside look with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi on October 15, 2023. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.